I've just been finding it seems like there's a lot of concentration of responsibility over time. Do you think that that's also a natural thing, or do you think that it's possible to that's more just a reflection of
if you simply let an organization run on its own, you're going to find that there's hangers-on who simply want to put it on their resume, and then there's other people who wind up being very committed to it. They wind up doing the lion's share, and perhaps they become too committed to it. That's if you just simply let an organization run on autopilot, it'll do that. A well-run organization, I think, and I mentioned this to you before, it'll have three generations to it. Any sort of organization, but I'll pick on a business. I'll pick on my favorite masonry contractor. There's a fellow there who's president of the company. He's very capable. He's very, he knows his stuff. His dad built the company. Every now and again, he can lean on his dad for expertise and experience whenever that's necessary, but he can run this place on his own. And in back of him, there's a whole generation of younger guys than he is that he's training and grooming to come up the ladders so that they can eventually do what he does, and he can go on and be the expert with the experience. So we need to have a very healthy middle generation. Now I can speak to Freemasonry. We need to have a healthy middle generation. We certainly have got a plethora of expertise and experience that we can lean on, but the younger generation, they tend to be very eager people who want to do whatever for our organization, but they lack the skills. Perhaps they don't have the sort of time commitment that we used to. Perhaps they don't have the sort of financial capability that we used to. But we need to mentor those, this middle generation, need to mentor those younger men so that they can eventually run a proper organization. We need to engage them. And that way it gets away from the idea of 10% of the people doing 90% of the work and remain relevant. I mean, whatever it is you do, it's got to be something that works. You know, when the Detroit Temple, let's pick on it, was built in 1920, the role of men in a family is very different then than it is now. And I think that you find a lot of our time is spent doing things that men didn't do back in the 20s. We're suddenly more active fathers, and that's seen as being a positive. That's just one example, but it's a section of time that suddenly we're not spending towards Freemasonry, at least not in a traditional sense. I think that we could probably look at it with a fair bit of intensity and find ways that, no, being a good father, we can see that as being part of Freemasonry. How can we do that? And how can this organization, not necessarily a building, how can this organization work to service that way?